Time for Friday Travel with Quinton Long, owner and founder of AustralianTraveller.com. He's online right now. He was sick last week. Well, did you go on a cruise ship and get gastro and COVID and everything? Did you? What happened?
No. I actually came home from overseas and I was fine on, I got home on Tuesday night, I was fine on Wednesday, and then Thursday morning went for a workout, and halfway through my workout I said to the trainer, like, I'm feeling not great, but I finished, and then by 1 o'clock I had to go home, and then
you missed
by
me.
2 o'clock I was asleep.
Well, we couldn't get you last week, but we got you now. Listen, Quinton, the age-old drama has arisen again. We are talking about who has the right to the leg space that you have in front of you when the passenger in front wants to recline their chair. Now, there's a story that's gone berserk over the internet. And you see this sort of thing happening all the time, but never quite as clearly as this. This story, as I say, has gone completely viral and international. Have a listen to how it's been covered in the United States.
Well, flying isn't always the most fun experience. No. You know, the seats are small, the snacks are stale, the lines are long.
What snacks? That's if you like it. So reclining your seat a little bit might provide you some comfort, but not to the person right behind you. So take a look at this viral video. A woman, you see there in orange, she reclined her seat, but it made the man behind her very upset. He eventually started taking out his frustrations by continuously punching her seat.
Yeah, this was on an American Airlines flight from New Orleans down to Charlotte.
She punched my seat. I'm allowed to put my seat back.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Quinton, long travel expert. What do you make of that?
Well, look, to be honest, I've been saying this for ages. She's right. She does have the right to put her seat back. I'm sorry, but she does. And I've got some personal rules around, you know, to recline or not to recline. But the fundamental thing is, if you get on a flight, the person in front of you has the right to put their seat back regardless.
Even if the meal's arrived and it's on a tray.
Well, no, that is the only time that they're asked. Okay. You're asked to put it forward. But, you know, I going to write this up. I think I've solved it, because I think the solution should be that the airline, the pilot or the chief cabin crew pushes a button that says, you know, you can undo your belt. You can now recline your seat. Take it away from being the passengers on passenger.
Yes.
Make it actually
a rule.
When the light goes on, you can recline your seat.
Yes.
And that's it.
I reckon you have. So you look up and they're the rules. You can't argue with the rules.
Exactly. And actually, it'll solve a lot of problems. The other thing is, there's a couple of rule of thumbs, I reckon, that are very well, you know, well worth remembering. Well, they're my rule of thumbs. But, hey, I don't recline my seat for a flight that's less than 4 hours.
Oh.
I rarely recline my seat. I didn't even recline my seat when I went to Europe recently. I've basically stopped reclining, but sometimes I will, sometimes I won't, but if it's less than 4 hours, do not recline your seat. If you are going to recline your seat, don't just hit the button and push it back. Look around, just let the person know behind you that you're about to, so that they don't actually have like a cup of tea or coffee sitting on their seat and, you know, falls into their lap. And don't just slam it back as well. That's the other thing I think is really important. But I think that would solve a lot of the problems. If we gave it to the airlines and said it's now, there's another third button, which is, you know, there's the seatbelt button, there's the, what's the second one?
The seatbelt. Seatbelts, no smoking in the toilet comes up.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
There's And return your seats, I think it is.
Yeah.
And there was a third one which said, now is, you know, next to the seatbelt button, which is recline seat is allowed. I think that would solve everyone's problems.
Yes, but look behind, make sure that the coast is clear. I tell you what, we'll talk about who owns what armrest next week, okay?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the person in the middle has the right to the armrests. If you are the person that takes the middle seat,
you get the both of them.
You are entitled to whichever one you so choose.
Can you have both? If you're in the middle, can you have both?
Absolutely.
Oh, Quinton, you're a star. Hey, really? There should be another light for that.
Yeah.
There needs to be another.
I think it just should be like, It's an unwritten rule. The other thing is there's front elbow, back elbow. So if you're in the middle seat, you get to choose where you put your elbows. But if their elbows are forward, you can snug your elbows a little bit into the behind their elbow on the armrest.
Quinton, you've just solved so many problems. Have you ever thought about going into marriage counselling?
No. Do you know what the problem with most marriage counsellors is, I've decided?
Yeah, go on.
Not that I'm really an aficionado on this. They have none of them have successful marriages themselves. Ask a marriage counsellor how many times they've been married.
Do you know what? It's a bit like a tradie's house. Most tradies' houses are diabolical.
Well,
nothing's finished.
Try being the son of two doctors. I am the son of two doctors, and there's six of us, and all of us
have
different health conditions. It's absolutely true.
Quinton, I've got to leave it there.
Godless children.
I've got to leave it there. Next week, we'll look at some last-minute holiday bargains for Christmas. Shall we do that?
Mate, that's actually a really good topic. I've got to tell you, I'm surprised right now. More availability than I thought. A couple of great little sort of sampler cruises out there, but also few cabins at campgrounds are available as well. Second week of January is best time to look.
All right, tell you what, we'll do that in detail next week.
All right, buddy, look after yourself.
AustralianTraveller.com. There he is, travel expert Quinton Long here on The Night Shift.